Not because Jesus was having an identity crisis did he ask his disciples who people thought that he was, or for that matter, who they thought that he was. Folks, last week, when I was talking about the Canaanite woman, did I say Mass here? Probably not. Anyway, I was talking about the Canaanite woman, and I said, Matthew, when he has the Canaanite woman call Jesus Lord, Son of David, Matthew was really communicating to his readers that Jesus was indeed the Savior of the world and not just of the Jewish people. So the Gentiles are being invited into the community of faith. Something similar is happening in today's gospel reading. Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, is very important for Matthew and for his audience. Matthew is trying to tell his community who Jesus really is. This is the real deal. Who is Jesus? He is the Messiah. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. My focus, though, is going to be on what Jesus does after the confession. Jesus does not ask Peter who Peter is. Jesus tells Peter who Peter is. You are the rock, and on this rock I will build my church. Folks, Jesus is defining two things. He's defining Peter, but he's also defining the church. Jesus was giving Peter and the church a vision and a mission. So in my 3 points, I want to talk about Peter, I want to talk about the church, and I want to talk about this divine human thing that's going on in today's readings. So let's talk about Jesus defining Peter, and of course what our own baptism means for us. The human being, the human person, is pulled in so many different directions today, isn't it? The other day I was sitting in the doctor's office waiting for an appointment. And you know, when you are waiting, you wait for about half an hour and this TV keeps going on. And I generally tune the TV out because I don't want to know what else might be wrong with me. What I have is enough. So I was actually working on a homily for last week, and suddenly a voice on the screen says, "Hey, you." Silence. The voice said again, "Yes, you. Look up. Not at your phone, not at your tablet, not at your laptop. Look up." And I'm saying, gadgets are competing with other gadgets for us. It's a great analogy in the many directions that the human person is pulled. See, between life and home and family and everything that we do, our life is really stressed out. And because we are pulled in all these directions, it's very important to know what is at the core of our being. Really, who are you? What defines you? What's your understanding of yourself? But the more important question, what does Jesus have to do with your understanding of your own self? I don't know if you read this news or not, but more Americans are consuming more alcohol than ever before. The opioid crisis is wiping out an entire generation. Even professionally successful people sometimes deal with, who am I? This discontentment deep within, because our lifestyle is such. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, who would Peter be without his understanding of Jesus? Who would he be? Peter defined Jesus because Peter had his own understanding of Jesus. It's in his confession that he finds himself. His understanding of Jesus is what defines who he is. So if we really want to know who we are, we have to first define who Jesus is. Now, this is very significant for this community right here. There are some of you who are not baptized, but some of you, you already know Christ. But at this point in time, Christ is asking you two questions. Well, who do you say that I am? And in that answer that you give, this RCIA process will be a time for you to find yourself. Now, as I said in the introduction, Jesus was not only defining Peter, but he was also defining the church. Jesus says to Peter, "Upon this rock, I will build my church." I'm going to say it one more time with a different emphasis. You are Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church. Folks, it's not Peter's church. It's Christ's church. At his election in March 2013, Pope Francis reminded his audience that Jesus, and not the Pope, was at the center of the church. This is what he said. Christ is at the center, not the successor of Peter. The church is Jesus Christ. Sorry, the center is Jesus Christ, who calls us and sends us forth. And he says something very important. If the church makes herself the center, she becomes merely functional and slowly but surely turns into a kind of NGO. And I think, as the successor of Peter, Pope Francis is reminding us of a very, very important fact, that through the course of human history, the church must find herself in Jesus Christ. The church must find herself in Jesus Christ. The church cannot get caught up with itself, its self-preservation, or in these days, in conservative and liberal ideologies. The church must be caught up with the mission of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Folks, the only way that the netherworld will not prevail against the church is if the church remains the church of Jesus Christ. Here is the Catholic data for you, and this is scary. There are all these people that are coming into the church. Data says that for every one person that comes in, there are six people who are leaving the church. Here is what the Pope says that the church must be. He says the thing the church needs most today is the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful. It needs nearness, proximity. He says, I see the church as a field hospital after battle. Again, the Pope says, the church is not a museum of saints, but a hospital for sinners. The greater point is, folks, is this, that the vision of the church that Pope Francis lays out is precisely how Jesus conducted himself in the gospel. And for me, that is the most authentic test of the church. What did Jesus do? He healed the wounds of people. He made God accessible. And that's what the church should be busy today. The church must constantly find herself in Jesus Christ. If the powers of hell prevail against her, it will be because she no longer is the church of Jesus Christ. And thirdly, this whole divine-human symbiosis that's going on in this gospel reading is amazing. When Christ said to Peter, "You are the Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," Peter had not yet hit rock bottom. He hadn't. His weakest moment was yet to come. The worst was yet to come. The one who was made the rock was also the one who denied Christ. So honestly, I'm really baffled by how God operates in human history. As today's second reading says, you know, who can know the mind of God? And really, sometimes the way God, in which God thinks, it truly is amazing. Christ puts his church into the hands of very weak individuals. I was 28 when I was ordained, and I hadn't hit rock bottom yet. My worst hadn't come yet. And yet at that point, Christ entrusted the church to me, and in your baptism and my baptism, church is entrusted to each one of us. Christ has no idea, or maybe he does, of how our life is going to pan out. At least he hopes that we don't hit rock bottom. And yet Christ entrusts the church to us. So folks, today I believe that each one of us must stand in total awe before God. Total awe of the fact that Jesus puts himself, his church, and his mission into our very weak and feeble hands. Even though it is totally possible that the worst is yet to come. There is only one way to ensure that we can live up to the trust that Christ has in us, that we constantly define ourselves in relation to Christ. Because who each one of us is what the church is going to look like. We must allow Christ to tell us who we are, like he did with Peter. If you really want to know what the vision and mission of every Christian and every of the church is, all we have to look at the Eucharistic table. Here is Christ, who perhaps is asking us today, "Who do you say that I am?" And we come and receive Christ in our hands, and Christ then gives us our own vision and our mission and our meaning and our purpose. So today in this Eucharist, I pray that we may rediscover ourselves anew in Christ. I mean, Christ who invites us and hands this vision and mission to us, may Christ be the one who leads us onward. And particularly, candidates and catechumens with each one of you. People of God said, Amen.